On the line with me now is one of our native daughters who has worn the uniform of our great nation in the United States Marine Corps. She served as gunnery sergeant. Her name, Jessie Jane Duff. My, what a strong name that is. Help me welcome to the show for the first time, Jessie Jane Duff. Thank you so much for joining me here today. Welcome to the C.L. Bryant Show.
Well, good afternoon, motivator. So excited to be here. Glad you invited me. I appreciate that. And no, I'm not Mary Jane Duff. I heard you.
Forgive me for that, please. I do know a Mary Jane Duff.
I was almost going to hang up.
The wrong show. I do know a Mary Jane Duff. You know, Jessie.
Okay.
I want to ask you about this. It's not a phenomenon, but it's turning into one, it seems. Everywhere we turn now, we are seeing the evidence that molestation from men of power and in powerful positions is being exposed from not only Weinstein to Bill Clinton to possibly Roy Moore there in Georgia. But this is something that has taken place, evidently, over
in Alabama.
In Alabama. And it is something that has taken place over a period of time that is now being spoken to. I want you to speak to it, if you will. Tell us why now. Is it because the Democrats are, like Clinton, are now irrelevant, or are they irrelevant? What has brought about this newfound courage by those who are speaking out?
Well, first of all, you know, whether Roy Moore is guilty or not of anything that has happened, when you start fighting with pigs, you're going to get muddy. And from a distance, you can't tell who the pigs are anymore. And what I mean by that is when this came out with Roy Moore, it opened the door for multiple. Well, let's back up. Even Weinstein, all of the Hollywood scandals, and then they go after Roy Moore. I mean, more and more keeps pouring out. It's like a fire hose that you have no absolute control over. The fire's been, you know, you put out the fire, but now you got a flood. Here's what we've got. And in the case with Roy Moore, I find it appalling that anybody can come forward after 40 years to make an allegation of anybody, because it's not a fair, you can't defend yourself in court. You can't find witnesses. In fact, it can't even go to court at that point because it's gone past the statute of limitations. So you're indefensible, and I find it inappropriate. I think it's unfair if somebody experienced what they claim they have, but everybody has a right to defend themselves. And when you have allegations where you can't even defend yourself, that is not how we do justice in this nation. But when we start looking at all the scandals that are going on that have opened up the door, the Democrats have had to face the ugly little secret they've tried to bury multiple times, that their own party is guilty of this to multiple levels. We're talking about the President of the United States that had basically been impeached by Congress. And then just 2 days ago, we had testimony by Representative Jackie Speier in the House of Representatives saying that $15 million in hush money has been paid to accusers of sitting members of Congress. Sitting members of Congress.
Wow.
Okay, I want them outed and ousted. Who are these people? And then we've got Democrats who won't even breathe a stinking word about Mendez, who has allegations about him. No, he has not been found guilty. So, hey, I'm fine if everybody stays quiet till people are found guilty. But no, they're throwing stones at people who haven't even been taken to court. So
yeah.
Mendez, meanwhile, let's talk about Mendez people then.
Yeah.
Okay, you want to bring it on? I've got some for you. Mendez has charges of having sex with underage girls in the Dominican Republic. Let's talk about that. Let's talk about Al Franken now, who has photos of trying to grab the breast of a sleeping woman because he's such a disgusting comedian. He tries to flip that off as something funny. Let's go on. We've got all of these members of Congress that apparently they've paid out of a slush fund to shut people up, pay them off for sexual harassment. Representative Speier talked about a congressional member who dropped his towel when a young lady came to the door and standing there nude. Well, who are they? Who are these people? And mind you, our Congress has this elitist mindset that doesn't even have sexual harassment training. Now Paul Ryan comes forward and goes, oh, we're going to implement sexual harassment training. Oh, welcome to 2017.
Right.
My God. Everybody on active duty in the United States Marine Corps has had sexual harassment training ever since the tailhook scandal broke.
Right.
And that also was in across the board in all the military. So I find this to be something that has been buried into our culture and society as acceptable behavior. And sadly, I will say, women should have had the fortitude to step up sooner, too, because if you're going along to get along, you're part of the solution, not part of the problem. Yes, I understand fear of reprisal, but let's get going, ladies. When you say no, when you report to a supervisor, when you handle it immediately, it is a lot easier than trying to come around and talk about what if something happened because you didn't have the courage to step up. I used to teach sexual harassment training, and every offender should be approached first and initially. And if you are intimidated, then you go to their supervisor or somebody who is a coworker and have them advised. But when problems perpetuate, some guys or women, because women are guilty of this too, women actually don't think that they could ever be sexual harassed, commit sexual harassment, because women don't get rejected the same level as men. So women
yeah.
will make a move and probably guys respond to it on a different level.
Right.
But there are men out there that are married or have a couple or in a relationship or even just not interested who face women who want to have some type of sexual relationship. Sexual harassment is about power.
Yeah.
And the person who is committing it is always in power over the person they are offending or putting this type of behavior on.
Jesse, let me
so
ask
I
you
don't
this.
Want to get too long-winded on this.
Let me ask you
Go
this.
Ahead.
Let's talk about enablers. When I look at Hillary Clinton and the years
exactly.
that she knew her husband, and I know that she had to know the husband that she's had.
Of course she did.
Are there women who actually enable men like Bill Clinton? I want you to speak to that. Is that possible?
Of course they do. You know, Mrs. Bill Clinton, as some of my contacts like to call her, she is the epitome of an enabler, because when she actually tried to say that every woman deserves her voice to be heard, and when was confronted about these very allegations, she then backpedals and says, well, those had already been rectified and addressed and have been resolved. That is just not true. That is unequivocally false. You know, here it is. She sits among a crowd of Uma Abedin and herself, who have these husbands that have nothing but prolific sexual abuse and behaviors, and the women never took a stand and walked away from them. Why? Because they wanted the power and the status of their husbands. So when it boils down to it, people don't speak up when they want something, whether it be the person who is married to the offender, male or female, or the person who is sometimes it's happening to. Sometimes we've heard about cases of people protesting about sexual assault, but yet they or sexual harassment, but they clearly benefited off of keeping their mouth shut for well over a decade. I've seen lawsuits paid out. And you sit back and you think, well, why didn't you say something 10 years ago if this was so offensive? Oh, you got what you wanted out of it, the quid pro quo. So it's a two-headed snake. A lot of the women up at Fox News who made allegations that you know, they thought they were going to get airtime, for example, if they complied with these men. And then they didn't get the airtime, so they go after the men. Well, I'm sorry. You're enabling the behavior then. If it's offensive behavior, it should have never been allowed to happen. If you're going along to get along because you think you're going to get on a TV show, well, then how is this man now responsible when you're not speaking up and you know it's clearly inappropriate behavior? Oh, because you had a goal in mind. I don't find that any more appropriate than somebody who is victimizing someone who cannot defend herself. You know, if a woman is shown to have her own ulterior motive in this as much as a man, it takes two to tango. And then when one party gets pissed off, then coming up with allegations, I'm not a fan of that. But if you are clearly a woman doing your job appropriately or a man doing your job appropriately and this comes at you, absolutely, it needs to be addressed. But the Roy Moore scandal has just stunk to high heaven. You can't come out 30 days prior to an election and take somebody out like this. His opponent is largely unpopular. He's for late-term abortion. He supports DACA. He's everything the state itself is against. And Roy Moore had a clear lead of over 12 points. He was clearly on his way to the finish line. So if this is going to be the way we're taking people out with allegations that cannot be substantiated, we're taking politics to a whole level that will never be able to control. This will be the way that people continually get into office, by obstructing their opponent with flagrant lies.
Yeah.
And we've often seen this before, where the accusations have been made and it's caused people to resign, and then it can turn or run for office again, like the senator in Alaska, and he was found to be innocent, but by the time he lost his Senate seat, he had died in a plane crash. And here it was, he was innocent the entire time.
Yeah, that is amazing.
You know, it's dirty, it's nasty, it's bad.
That is the state of American politics. And folks, the question that I ask you nearly daily is, what are you prepared to do about it? Because politics begins at your kitchen table. My special guest, Jesse Jane Duff, Gunnery Sergeant, retired United States Marine Corps. And I want to thank you for your service to our nation. Please stay with me through the break, Jesse Jane Duff. We will return. I want to ask her about the money that is wasted and has been wasted on the Veterans Administration. Where does that money go? I want her opinion on that. And I also want to speak to her about, where do we go from here? Are the Republicans prematurely taking victory laps, seeing how it is that we were, in fact, let down when it comes to Obamacare? Jesse Jane Duff, my special guest. When the C.L. Bryant returns, Bryant Show returns, broadcasting throughout the fruited plains of the greatest nation on the face of the planet, the greatest success story the world has ever known, and that is America. Back in a minute.
Chevy Land on Urey Drive in Shreveport is proud to showcase the technological advances and innovations now available on every new Chevrolet car and truck. Behind the wheel of a new Chevrolet is to know where you are, where you're going, how long it'll take to get there. Chevy Land, your full-service Chevrolet dealership for more than 50 years.
Red State Talk Radio is now available as a voice command on your Amazon Echo and Echo Dot by simply saying, Alexa, play Red State Talk Radio.
Red State Talk Radio on TuneIn.
Turn to every single American. Now, we've been hearing all these stories about sanctuary cities that...
You can now find us on the Amazon Echo and Echo Dot, on TuneIn, on iHeartRadio, and we also have the phone apps in the App Store for your particular phone. And just in case we activated your Echo Dot, Alexa, stop.
Yoakum Toyota believes in the American way of life, the American free enterprise system, and the exceptionalism of our people who have made America the greatest nation in all of world history. Yoakum Toyota believes that now is the time for all who believe in the American dream to reclaim the values of freedom, personal initiative, and unencumbered economic opportunity. Yoakum Toyota, on Burt Coons in Shreveport.
The C.L. Bryant Radio Show continues to bring a fresh perspective on hot topics and current events to his daily broadcast. C.L. believes that a platform needs to be available for people of all ethnic backgrounds to come together, voice their opinions, and ask questions. His radio show offers solutions to problems we all face and presents a clear path away from the edge. Information on underwriting the C.L. Bryant Show can be found at PromiseTalkRadio.org or from Mike Duncan, 318-550-2000. C.L. Bryant, a man who loves God and his country.
CL, back with you on this Friday throughout the fruited plains of America. Red State Talk Radio. If you happen to be down on 42nd Street there in New York, look up above Ripley's there and you will see the CL Bryant Show on the Red State billboard above Ripley's. Yeah, my face will pop up there every hour on the hour, 24 hours a day. And we certainly thank you for these last 2 months that you have given us this national platform to come to you throughout the fruited plains of America. Download free the CL Bryant Show app onto your iPhone or Android device and follow us anywhere that you go. My special guest is retired Gunnery Sergeant Jesse Jane Duff, United States Marine Corps, and she has waxed eloquent on the ills that we are facing and have faced in this country. I do agree with her absolutely on the Judge Roy Moore debacle that is taking place in our in Alabama. And also, I've met Judge Moore. I campaigned for Judge Moore, and I know him. had Tea Party Becky on with me, Jesse, and she was saying exactly what you're saying. In fact, she's going to have a Women for More rally there in Alabama on the Capitol steps on this Saturday. But I wanted to ask you in this segment, though, I wanted to ask you, Jesse Jane Duff, I wanted to ask you if, in fact, the VA is still wasting, the Veterans Administration is still wasting our taxpayer dollars in ways that they were a few years ago. Is that changing under this administration?
Well, slowly but surely. We're talking about decades of abuse under this under previous administrations and mismanagement. So, sadly, a lot of voters out there feel like, well, we got Donald Trump in office and everything's going to be a magic wand. You didn't replace all the employees at the VA. You've got the same staff that you probably had for the last 10, 15 years. So with that said, a lot of the mismanagement is still in place. An Inspector General's report that basically showed that, for example, the VA has done over 7 million overpayments to veterans and their spouses that they have not been able to reel in. Basically, they're not looking at the cases correctly. They're overpaying. And then, of course, we're talking, you know, in some cases, veterans receiving well over $100,000 in benefits, $40,000 in benefits. And then the VA, after you add it all up, you've got millions and millions of dollars because they have not adequately audited their own records. They're not managing that correctly. We have a lot of problems. They're trying to transfer the medical records from the Department of Defense over to the VA, which should have happened a long time ago, with ease. And in order for them to do this, the IT contracts that they're looking at could potentially cost billions of dollars, or roughly around $6 billion, and could take the next 8 years to implement. So even though there's a lot of things that they've done well, such as they are now putting on the website people, there's full disclosure of those who have been reprimanded or have gotten in trouble, whereas before they were brushed under the rug or moved or transferred, or they got to quietly retire after they had abused the system. So that's a plus on this level. They're also trying to cross over better to get veterans care on the outside who are unable to get care at a VA facility within a reasonable period of time or don't live near one. But I've heard many, many complaints from people on the inside that are telling me that often this service that they're supposed to be getting where they're able to go to outside care, the internal employees themselves are more or less slowing down the paperwork, making it exhaustive for veterans. Under this administration, they have improved the website so that people are able to apply for these benefits that they rate, and they've actually had a huge uptick of several 100%, not just 100%, but more than that, that allows them to apply online, which is a good thing. They're able to get access instead of this cumbersome trail of paperwork. I don't expect that things are going to change overnight. I expect that we're going to see a lot of mismanagement still for a time to come. The people that are within the VA who are giving medical care have been praised by those who receive it as exceptional. The biggest problems are just getting in through the door, the backlog in claims, trying to get the claims turned around faster, not having people experience these massive delays, and then, again, the mismanagement of money. So when you're going to talk about needing more healthcare providers, needing more of this, needing more of that, I always say the VA has the second largest budget next to DOD.
Yeah.
Maybe it's not a money problem as much as it is a management problem. Let's get this thing functional. And when you're dependent upon the VA for your health care, it's a pretty debilitating spot to be. Many vets like myself, I use TRICARE, so I stay out of the VA simply because I'm very blessed to live in the Washington, D.C. metro area, and I have access to some of the best military hospitals around.
Absolutely.
It's going to be unfortunate when I finally retire to where I can afford to live, which will probably be in the middle of nowhere with a shack, I will be probably resorting to the VA or just my own medicinal means.
Yes, we're all eyeing that middle of nowhere type of place. And you said something that is very important for us all to remember. There are no magic wands to be waved. And when we look at the process that is going on right now, as far as our House, our Congress trying to pass this tax reform bill, I want to get your your take in the 5 minutes that we have left here with you. If you could tell us, why is it, as conservatives, supposedly, a word many times that is misplaced on some politicians and some people who are in office, but why is it that we find in the Republican Party, in your opinion, a disjointed effort to advance Republicanism or the idea of the Republic? It seems as though they're not playing as a team. How should we be taking victory laps until we actually see the fruits of their labor?
You haven't got the memo, I see. You haven't got the memo. There is no longer two parties. There's one. There's one party. There aren't two parties. Look at what's going on in Congress. The unification with the Democrats and the Republicans to try to impeach this president, to try to obstruct this president, is unseen, unfounded. I'm just appalled. We don't see people getting out there and recognizing that we have an opportunity with the party. They want to have the failure of this president for multitude of reasons. And I'm not it's not a conspiracy. You know, we're behind our backs. It's a conspiracy right in front of our faces. We see it every single day. There isn't a conservative party. There's a GOP that doesn't want to let go of the power that it has held in the city, along with the Democrats. Both parties are guilty of this mess, and we have to stand up and support this president, and we have to push this president to do what is right. Don't let those insiders surround him and have him stop saying things like Islamic extremism, because if you notice in the New York terror attack, he didn't say it. Where is that coming from? He's got people like McMaster surrounding him who says Islam's not related to terror. Really? It's not necessarily related to all terror, but don't tell me it's not related to a lot of it.
Yeah.
You know, that's self-denial right there. We have establishment people surrounding this White House who have all wiggled their way in there. How many of the MAGA people are even left? I mean, from the Secretary of Defense to even his own chief of staff, these weren't people that were out on trumping for Trump. They weren't. Let's be honest about it. We've got things going on in the Pentagon right now that make me very, very, very concerned. People with a history of self-mutilation, bipolar disorder, depression, drug, and alcohol abuse can now seek waivers to join the United States Army.
Wow.
I'm sorry.
Wow.
This is going on in this administration. What are we doing here? And this all slipped through the cracks in August. In August is when this all happened. I'm sorry. Did this happen while we were sleeping? We still haven't lifted the women in ground combat. Women were exempt from ground combat. And what happened? We haven't lifted that. In fact, we're pushing more women through. And when you lower the standard to get more women in for your diversity purposes, guess what? You're going to have lower standards for the men, too. So people who shouldn't belong in there are going to be in there. And that is just not how we win wars. Winning a war isn't about an equal opportunity, because trust me, ISIS doesn't care who it kills.
Yeah.
And it's not afraid of women. In fact, it'll probably fight harder to kill a woman so that they won't have to experience this horrible fate that they're supposedly going to have if they kill a woman. I mean, if a woman kills them, I'm sorry. But let's get it straight. We're not fighting in mixed martial arts with men, and we're not playing in the NFL with men. There's a reason we don't have the same physical capacity. And don't give me this nonsense, well, if a woman can, she should be able to. How many women do you got to go through? How many women do you got to destroy? How many women have to become physically disabled in order to find that golden one? And after 4 years on active duty military, it's not just training to get through the one class. It's training every day. I guarantee you want to stay on this track, women like me will become obsolete, because after 20 years of pounding your body into that sand, you're not going to make it 20 years.
Wow.
We don't have testosterone for the muscle rebuilding that the men have. So this is under Secretary Mattis. You know, God bless him. He's a Marine. He's a great war fighter. I'm sure he's very strategic. But guess what? If we go back to the think tanks he was a member of liberal think tanks. He's pushed for Michelle Flournoy. He wanted her to be his undersecretary of defense. Well, that would have been Secretary Clinton's Secretary of Defense. Mary Beth Long, he tried to put her forward. She's a never-Trumper. He put forward multiple George Soros people. What is going on here?
Wow.
Senator McCain was able to get his staffer into the Deputy Assistant Public Affairs in the Pentagon. Why is McCain having influence over anything in the Pentagon or with McMaster? He's the diehard supporter of McMaster, and so is Petraeus, who has his only wiggly worm pass that we got to look at. So why are these people close to the president? At some point, I love this president. Trust me, I do, people, but at some point, we got to call him out, too. Right now, I'm just going to point out the flaws that are surrounding the White House. I'm going to talk about the wolves that are surrounding it. But at some point, this president better step up and kick all this crap out of that White House. Otherwise,
I like it.
We've got a serious problem.
I like it. Folks, listen, Jesse Jane Duff, retired gunnery sergeant, United. I got to bring you back because I want to continue this conversation. You have been outstanding. I'm a senior fellow at FreedomWorks there in Washington, D.C. I'm up there a lot. I got to bring you in.
Lovely.
And introduce you to my crew up there as well. But I want to thank you so much. You can follow her on Twitter at Jesse Jane Duff. Please do that. I got to have you back. Thank you so much for being on
That's
today.
Me. Have a wonderful day. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye now.